from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
It is time we brought this cause into the public eye. What cause?
It's the Steve Cochran Show.
Ready when you are, buddy.
On 720 WGN.
9:12 in the morning, Christine Vandeveld is here. Mary, how is this not a relation to you? Aren't all the Vandevelds together at the summer picnic?
You would think. There are a lot of us, though, it seems.
So more and more Vandevelds all the time. The other day, Christina, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Mary was out on Pioneer Court with her cousin, Christian Vandeveld, the famous cyclist. That is your cousin, isn't it, Mary?
He is my cousin, yes.
So you must be related to Christian as well. Do you own a bike?
I do own a bike.
Well, that's all you need.
Is that enough of a connection?
Yeah.
There you go.
As long as you own a bike, you don't need to go any deeper than that. You make a great point in a book that, as a parent and a journalist, that this is a pretty good time to start thinking about college admission stuff. So what's the title of your book?
College Admission.
See? Nothing gets by me. I went through this with both of my kids.
Okay.
Survived. But this book would have been a great way to cut through some of the stuff that, you know, we didn't have to go through. So I'm recommending it. But let's hit a few high points. What should parents of seniors who have been lackadaisical about this, or maybe parents of juniors who haven't been, what should they be thinking?
Well, parents of seniors should be thinking about getting their students probably onto college campuses, especially if the students are not motivated.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like a college visit to kind of focus a student on the future. And
even if they're excited. In denial about it.
Even if they're in denial about it.
Right.
And did you have boys?
Boy and a girl.
Okay. Well.
Completely different experience.
Everywhere I speak, someone eventually in the audience asks me, how do you motivate a student? And my first question to them is, do you have a boy?
Right. Exactly. Right. I don't know what it is about my team, but motivation when it comes to taking those big steps in life, we just don't do it that quickly.
Well, you know, the really popular thing to study in neuroscience these days is the teenage brain. And what they found is that in boys, the prefrontal cortex
is empty
about 2 years later than
girls. Is that
right? And that's responsible for organization, decision-making,
wow.
All the things you need in making a college decision.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And is it true? The brain, I think, develops until you're 25. I think that's new science, too. That your brain continues. I mean, your brain always evolves, but as far as growth and development, I think up into 25. So
well, and good for me that they actually say now, you know, all the way through 80, you develop the brain.
Well, that's the evolving part for me anyway. All right, so let's talk about some of the things that are either myth or real. SAT, ACT, standardized tests. What's more important? Is there one that's more important? Should you take them both?
You should not take them both.
Okay.
You should either take practice tests for each, or their preliminary tests that they offer, like the PSAT, see which one you did better on, and then take that test.
So is the score you achieve on that test more important than the university you're applying to? In other words, do some universities prefer applicants who have taken the SAT or the ACT?
Well, this is an area in college admission that is really rapidly changing right now.
Okay.
In recent conversations that I've had with deans, what you're hearing from them is that the attitude is changing about testing and its viability as a factor in college admission. What you're going to see is you're going to see more and more schools go test optional.
No kidding.
In other words, they may or may not take the SAT or ACT at all, or they may look for other testing like AP tests or subject tests that kids are used to taking within the course.
I would think that the run of your, especially your sophomore and junior years in high school, but even your freshman, sophomore, junior years in high school would be much more important because that would show a consistency of habits and work study and performance and things of that nature as opposed to a test that you could study for and cram for and, you know, nail.
That's absolutely true. The absolute most important factor in college admission is what they call the academic record, and that's the grades that you get and the courses that you take.
And the senior year has always, in my experience, been weighted much lower because the idea is by the time a kid is a senior, they don't want to see you phoning it in, but they also assume that your senior year, you're sliding a little. true, not true?
I would advise against that. In fact, all college admissions are conditional. They come with a sentence at the bottom of that letter that says that you basically will, your admission is good as long as you complete the year as you began it. So you don't want to see any sliding, which is often referred to as senioritis.
Right.
So, and colleges will take the advantage to rescind an admission under certain circumstances if they over enroll in particular.
Right, or if you're if it comes down to where you're one of two kids and the other kid isn't.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a big deal. What about the essay? Is the essay or the interview more important, or are they both important?
It depends upon the college. A lot of things in college admission you have the answer, it depends. The essay is important when deans rank factors.
Okay.
It's grades, courses, testing, essay.
All right.
Then an interview, and not all colleges offer interviews.
The essay, if it's a huge school, it's a little tough to do, right?
Exactly. They just don't have the manpower.
Right.
If a college does offer an interview, it's very important that a student do it.
Now, when you get to the point where you are going to be accepted, and you know, the helicopter parenting that my generation of parents has been famous for, what are we doing at schools, or what should we be doing to get ready to let the child go? Because it's phases and stages, right? At five, putting them on a bus with a stranger is a huge deal. The first time they have a sleepover, the first time they go to camp, the first date, the first dance, all of those things are big deals. Letting them go to college, I've told people this before, Dave. I don't know if you had this experience, but I remember with both kids, saying goodbye to the kids when they were staying at the dorm for the first night, it looked like a war zone. You had parents crying, weeping as they were getting in the car. They're not going to Afghanistan. They're going upstairs to a room.
Right, right.
But we were all the same way. So I almost feel like parents need some skill building or problem skill coping in getting ready for that ahead of time.
I think so, too. Although, you know.
And having said that, I was one of the people crying in the parking lot.
Well, I think everybody has that reaction. I think that's why the whole process can be anxiety-producing for parents, is that you're not just talking about a big financial decision. You're not just talking about, you know, the process that the child has to go through. You're talking about separation. And for me, one of the best pieces of advice I got was from my a good friend of my family who'd been through this with several children. And she said to me, here's your mantra. It's just another part of the adventure. And so I think parents need to look at it, you know, with a long-range view and realize that they're going to get to learn about another part of the country or the state where their children goes to school. They're going to make new friends. They're going to have new experiences with that child. And I found long-term was kind of a peak experience of parenting once you get past that separation anxiety.
No, it's a big deal. It really is. Like everything else in life, you get used to it. I still like having my kids around, but it's not an easy thing. But Dave, one of the things that you and I share now is the experience of not having to pay tuition anymore.
That's a nice experience.
It's a good experience. So let's take a break, come back, and talk a little bit about the money thing. And Andre, I want you to get in here and ask about admission stuff as well, especially from the perspective of being somebody that's a big deal at U of I, a school that's very difficult to get into.
Oh, that's nice of you to say.
Well, it
nice
is difficult.
About volunteering, too.
Well, I don't know about when you went to U of I.
Well, yeah, right. That was easy, right?
No, I'm not saying that.
No.
Back with more in a moment. The book's called College Admission, From Application to Acceptance, Step by Step. Out and available wherever books are sold.
That's right.
All right, so get yours. College Admission, From Application to Acceptance, Step by Step. It's kind of weighty, too, so if your son is not paying attention, smack him in the head with it. It's 9:20. Back with more next, 7:20 WGN. Commemorate 100 years of Wrigley Field with unique historic merchandise only available at chicagotribshops.com/100years. Enter code WGN100 to get free shipping. We're talking about the book College Admission, From Application to Acceptance, Step by Step. Andrea, what were you going to say?
I wanted to ask you about, do you want me to do the breaking news or you want me to do the
volunteer? Oh, I'm sorry. We do need to do this. Yes,
yeah,
from the Supreme Court.
Is the Supreme Court ruling? This is the Hobby Lobby case that we were waiting for the decision today, the ruling from the Supreme Court. Companies that have religious objections can refuse to pay for contraception. So it's kind of a surprising ruling. It affects at least five Illinois companies who are, of course, celebrating the decision today. It will exempt employers from covering contraception in the health care benefits that they provide their workers if they have religious objections. And Hobby Lobby was the biggest company or the biggest name involved in this. But the ruling also applies to a couple of Illinois companies, including Ozinga Brothers, which is in Mokena, and Hart Electric, which is a Chicago area Rather Ozinga is a Chicago area concrete company, and Hart Electric is another one.
All right, so that will be big news as the day continues.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
Okay, my question to you, Christine, was about volunteering. It seems when we were younger, I mean, we were going through the process. It was really just about grades and performance on these tests, the ACT and the SAT, and a little bit on the SA too. But now everything is volunteering, community service. So kids should be active in their community and make notes of that too, right?
Oops, hold on. Tell me again, Christine.
Oh, okay, good.
That's actually a myth.
Okay, so it's not.
Oh, it's
true.
A myth.
Yes.
Community service doesn't help.
So no, it would not.
You're kidding me.
No.
I had no idea. Well, it's a great myth. Let's not dispute it.
There's no.
I hope my son is not listening to this.
It's an injurious myth.
Because all these kids now, I mean, all the kids at my high school, they volunteer for every benefit
for National Honor Society. They need 50 hours of service.
Right.
You know,
but it does nothing to get you
now?
Into school.
Not necessarily.
That's unbelievable.
I'm going to tell you something.
Wow.
There's no resume of activities that is going to guarantee admission. There are some colleges where they will want to see community service because it's a part of their mission statement, like Notre Dame. They care very much about community involvement.
But most schools don't give a rat's butt whether you're a well-rounded citizen or not.
Whether you're a well-rounded citizen, yes, they do care about character, they care about honesty, and they care that you do something. If you're sitting on the couch all day playing video games, that's not going to look good to them unless you're designing video games. But there is no resume. You can have a job, you can do school clubs, you can, you know, do volunteering, you can volunteer in political campaigns, but there's no specific form or no specific activity that's going to guarantee you admission.
That's why I dropped out, Dave. That's why I left after my freshman year. That's why I'm in my 35th year of my leave of absence from school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 34th. So, well, that is surprising. It really is. Mary, now you've got one more. You're doing the admissions thing now?
No. He's already going to Northern next year. But I noticed some of the parents this year were really going for selective colleges for some of their kids, and you know, for all the money and everything. And most of these schools don't give out any scholarships, and so they were paying all these application fees, $85 here, $100 here, to get their kids to go to these schools. Many of them didn't get into these schools, and now they're ending up at private schools or, you know, state schools. What can these bigger schools do to change their ways? Because they don't offer scholarships. What is the incentive to even go there anymore? I noticed a lot of these kids that are really, really smart are going to now state schools because they're not getting anything at these other schools.
It's true that the most highly selective schools offer only need-based aid. They don't offer merit money to students. But there, you know, those are like the top 25 schools in the country, maybe. There are more than 2,200 four-year colleges and universities, and there is money out there. And in fact, I've interviewed over 100 admission deans in the last couple of years, and they will say to a person that the single largest mistake that families make is failing to apply for financial aid.
Do you advocate? I'll let you go on this. Do you like the idea of like a guy getting together with his buddies and visiting college campuses, or a couple of moms, maybe three or four moms or three or four dads doing a group trip, or should it be an individual family thing?
I think whatever works for you as a family and works for your student is fine. I think that the best advice I have for families going on these college visits is let it be the student's thing. Let them, you know, pick the coffee shop, pick the music you're listening to, pick the seat on Southwest Airlines. Let them decide.
And don't do it for them.
Exactly.
All right. Essay. Last thing, I promise. The essay. It's a big deal. You ought to be working on it now.
Students, rising seniors, should go back in the fall having completed at least the Common Application essay. It's really important because senior year is extraordinarily busy. Applying to college is like taking an additional AP course. And don't get all wound up in the essay. There's no perfect topic. One of my favorite questions to ask deans of admission was, what's the most memorable essay? And it wasn't about some big thing about world peace, and it wasn't about something that all students do, like being in Model UN or playing on the basketball team. One of the deans told me about a girl who wrote an essay about babysitting for her siblings every Thursday night when her parents had date night, and they'd make this healthy meal for the girls, and the minute the door closed behind them, the girls would make Kraft macaroni and cheese from a box and watch television. And, you know, that girl was admitted to Stanford University. So you don't have to have this, you know, huge topic in the essay. They're trying to see who you are.
Right. And honesty works.
Honesty is paramount.
Honesty and self-deprecation, I think, at that age, shows some self-identity things that maybe other kids don't have.
Right.
So, oh, I think you've done fine work here, Christine Vandeveld, even though you claim to not be related to Mary, even though we know all you Vandevelds are together in some sort of Belgium circle rooting against the good red, white, and blue. Or maybe that's just Mary. College admission from application to acceptance, step by step. Can I download this too? Can I do that?
Yes, it's an ebook as well.
Okay, cool.
And we have five copies.
College. Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, that means you listeners are going to get lucky in a moment. College admission from application to acceptance. Nice work. Thanks for the information.